Winona Forever is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, head on over to cageclub.me. Hi, I'm Lindsay Gibb.
And I'm Rekha Tulsaram.
And this is Winona Forever. Everybody, welcome Hello. To our Stranger Things season 2 episode.
Today we are joined with special guest Candace Meeks. You might know her from her Riverdale podcast. What's it called?
Riverdale Rude Dudes.
Rude Dudes, exactly.
Welcome.
Such an asshole here.
Introduce yourself.
Candace is our friend, and she also has a lot to say about Stranger Things.
So. I truly have a lot to say about TV in general. So here we are today.
Nice. Yeah,
I know Candace to be a Gilmore Girls fan.
Truly, yes.
Like Very a big really deep one.
I'm deep into Gilmore Girls. It's true. You know, nice. It's one of those, like, it's like a warm apple pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hear that.
Like, yeah.
She's like, is it?
I mean, maybe not.
At
but
one
like,
time.
Sometimes. One time I used to, mm-hmm. like, in university, do a drinking game with my friend on the phone to Gilmore Girls. Like, every time they would make a pop culture reference. Yep. So we drink a lot.
Oh, you're drunk.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I used to do a drinking game on episodes with the grandparents where Rory would go, hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandpa. And, like, see how many times she said that to her. And you'd be surprised how drunk you get from just that alone.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Interesting. Cool. So before I introduce season 2.
Yes.
I want to talk about fraternities and sororities in Canada. Because if you listen to our last episode, why did we talk about that? What was the fraternity or was it sorority?
Oh, it was TV Friends. Winona Friends. Yes.
Because she was a sorority girl. Sisters with Rachel. And we were like, is there such thing as that in Canada? Well. The answer is yes.
Yes.
You know what's funny? So I was watching Black Christmas as my like Christmas viewing and I was like, wait a second, this is in a sorority house and it's a Canadian movie. Like, certainly I don't know where it's set. It could be set in a nondescript American city or whatever, but that's an example. And then also our education minister right now is being outed as like a frat boy who hazed people or something.
Oh my God.
That's happening on Twitter. So I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Yeah. We just weren't
it's
like.
It's a thing that happened.
We weren't in that scene in university, I guess.
No, none of us said, wait, isn't it a legacy thing? Like, isn't it like your parents were sorority?
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
What are we going to do? Go to the University of...
Or are you like...
I mean, my dad went to the same university as me, but like definitely not a frat dude.
Yeah, he wasn't like...
He was like making, you know, slides and journalism. I don't know.
That's wild. I love learning. I also love that episode of Friends. I love it.
Well.
Because it got sexy. Fast.
Whoa.
Pretty good. Get fast. Well, yeah.
Got sexy fast. That's an interesting description. Oh, and also I wanted to like warn people like maybe people are just tuning in because we're talking about Stranger Things again, but we spoil it. Like, we give spoilers. Yes. And we should probably let you know we do that again.
Nice. Yes. Season 2 only, hopefully. I'm sure. Have you both watched season 3?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, so you're going to get to it.
Spoil it.
But I think that I'm going to watch it again for when we talk about it. Because I've only seen it once. So I want to give it another.
You also don't need to know anything about season 3 to know anything about season 2, which is
certainly.
Nice.
Yes.
Which is some would say different than the podcast I host, where you should know every weird thing that Riverdale's ever done, so you can just keep
all
going.
The future stuff.
Yep, you can just keep going in a circle for the rest of your life.
Right, I guess it does all come back to around.
And what we like to say is, if you have never watched it before, why the fuck are you listening to this? Because we love to alienate our listeners.
Okay,
pretty good.
Well. Yeah, I mean, there is an element of some podcasts are just interesting to listen to, so you can listen to them talk about something you've never watched, but at the same time, there's, like, very specific things, and it's, like, weird, maybe, to listen to something that
I think the fun thing about podcasts is that you might listen to a podcast and go, oh, now I'm interested in this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go check it out. And it's not always the actual content. It's not always Stranger Things.
Right.
Or Riverdale or Friends or whatever. It could just be like a little snippet of something we said. And they're like, well, now I want to read about that. Mm-hmm. Whatever that
fraternities.
May be.
Fraternities. Yes, you might want to read up on the fraternity and sororities of Canada. Cool. So, yes, season 2 of Stranger Things. We get new people.
Mm-hmm.
Will is back home.
Yes, he's alive.
And Winona's still an amazing, strong, powerful mother.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking ass for her son.
I love her so much.
And kind of ignoring Jonathan. Jonathan's missing for a lot of this.
I like how Jonathan turned 18 and she said, fuck Jonathan.
Yeah. It's all like, about get him out of here.
Jonathan's busy with Nance.
I know.
Yeah.
You know?
But like also Nance's parent, like Nancy and Michael's parents do not care that they have children.
No. Mrs. Wheeler is one of the worst moms I've ever seen on a television
show. She
does
get worse this season.
Yes. She gets
so neglectful.
I can't wait. No spoilers. So I can't wait for you season three.
Does she get worse?
Absolutely.
We just can't say anything.
Okay. Right. Yes. Don't say anything. That's all you need to introduce this episode. And now we could just talk about all the people and the things that happen.
Yeah. What do you think about one of the new characters is Max?
Yes. The first episode is called Mad Max.
The head girl. Didn't like Max upon watching the beginning of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt kind of bad for Max. I felt like she was misplaced. And they were like, we need another girl. Like, we got to get one
in. We're not going to have that much 11 with the guys. Yes. So we need another girl
with the guys. Yep. Yeah. It was like the 11 substitute.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I wish they gave us more. Wish they gave us more backstory into her and Billy and Billy's dad and Billy's mom getting it together.
Mm-hmm.
And like those characters. We don't see those kids. We don't see her mom at all.
Nope.
Like, we see a beautiful redhead woman, then she's off, she's gone.
And we're like, okay. We see her at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I feel like it's a weird, like, I don't know if it's a red herring. Like, I don't know if we ever come back to Billy, like, maybe this third season that I haven't seen. I don't know. But, like, this whole season... It's like, what's the deal with Billy?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out he's being abused by his dad. But like, aside from maybe that's it. Maybe that's all there is to it. But it's like he seems like this sinister, weird character.
He's got some trauma.
Yeah. Major
that
trauma.
Guy needs therapy. But it's the 80s, so I'm so sorry, Billy. You will not be getting that therapy
until you're like 40 or something. Yeah, I liked Max. I feel like I have no memory of what I thought of everything the first time around. I've just rewatched it. So.
Aside from Max, I like that Lucas gets to be the love interest for Max,
yes,
and that kind of is nice. But one thing I noticed is Lucas, the only black character, his parents are not in it at all.
I know.
His little sister is more Erica.
His parents are in it. One thing that I liked about this season, because last season I was like, we never see Dustin's family, we never see Lucas's family.
Yeah.
This season we see Dustin's mom,
yes,
who I guess is his parent,
cat enthusiast,
and then loves the cat, loves him so much.
Yes,
and you do see his parents having breakfast.
Oh, really?
Like in the first episode? I don't know, one of the early episodes, then I think there's something. Is it them? Where Lucas says, what would you do if, you made mom angry? Or I don't know. Would you apologize or, like, say that she was right? And then he was like, she's always right. And she was like, that's the right answer or whatever. Like, that's, like, the whole conversation.
I forgot they were at breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love Erica, though. Like, more Erica in 2020.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was
us more.
Great.
Yeah.
She had good sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
She's sassy.
She's an asshole, and I love it.
She's so... amazing to Dustin on the bullies.
Yeah. She bullies her older brother and his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a boss.
I can relate.
You can relate. Yeah, I feel like maybe Max starts out sort of like 11 in a way, like another mysterious girl that we have to find out her past, but she's not going to be as exciting
as 11
because she doesn't have that much of a mystery.
She's just kind of cool.
Her.
She plays good. She's good at video games, and she can skateboard well.
But I'll say that I like her more in season three. No okay. spoilers. Yeah. Like her a lot more though.
Yeah.
She gets better. I think they found her niche, right? I think they found like
they
where
figured
she,
her out. Yeah. yeah.
That's good.
Another new character. Bob.
Bob, my favorite. Bob. Oh, Bob. Sweet Bob. Bob.
I have written Bob's name in all caps a number of times in my notes.
Sweet Bob.
Oh, God.
I've written like, Bob.
Yes. He didn't deserve that. They always kill someone who doesn't deserve it.
He was just the nicest human being in the world.
Oh, Bob was so nice.
Bob. Oh, my God. And clearly, like, sexy, man. The first scene we see is them just making out in a broom closet. I was like, you go. You get it.
Sean Astin. Yeah, it was so great to see him, like, obviously in this 80s setting, too, because he was from the Goonies. Uh-huh. He's coming back to his, you know.
He's just so good and charming and, like, and doesn't understand anything going on, but is, like, so supportive.
And, like, Winona and Sean Astin together, I don't know, it was so sweet and nice.
It's nice to have them back together because he was in Stay Cool with her, and he played that, like, over-the-top, like, gay character that was just really like bad. Mostly offensive and this was much better like oh my god so good. Like I feel like that's one good thing that Stranger Things does, like it's introducing all this weird stuff that of course anybody like walking into it wouldn't believe, like Max doesn't believe Lucas when he tells her the whole story, and like Bob is kind of like, is there something wrong with Will, like is he losing his mind type thing, but then like very quickly everybody gets up to speed on what's happening and they're just on board, they're like oh okay this is actually happening, and like
oh,
there's
this
not
is the map oh this
I
is
I think there's
wrong.
No way not to be, and I think that's what is exciting about the show is that the stakes are that high. Like right away Max realizes like oh shit, like this is real and scary, and you know
because the demi dogs or whatever they're
called, they're terrifying, but Bob is just like I just want to really, you know, I want to be a part of this family, and then all of a sudden he's like oh shit, like I gotta step up.
But good thing he's good at like cartography or whatever.
Yes,
like,
he knows some stuff.
But incidentally, like maybe that's like a playing homage to his character in the Goonies because he was looking at the map and the treasure.
Yes,
One-eyed Willy. You know,
I gotta watch the Goonies again.
Oh, so good.
It's been a while.
Oh my god.
Yeah, same.
But not that long.
Shows like this totally make you want to watch all the 80s movies again because it's like. Referencing everything.
Yeah. It's the nostalgic stuff that you're like, oh, this is what I grew up with. Like, I feel so great when I'm watching this. Like, it feels like you're sitting in your living room, like, with a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Just like
something that was made for you. You know what I mean?
Like, TV.
It's just nice.
And now with all the video games in this season, because they're at the arcade and, like, playing Dragon's Lair and, like, different things, like, I feel like people are also nostalgic for that stuff.
Just riding around on bikes with walkie-talkies. Like, I was like, yep.
I like that Dustin has, like, a headset version that he's just always got
those.
On.
Yeah. We had those as kids.
Amazing.
Yeah, those were the best ones because, you didn't have to actually take them skiing once. It was great.
Well, that's good.
They're useful.
I'm sure. For these guys, so useful.
Yeah.
And... the science teacher isn't around a lot, but he is here,
love him.
And he's their science teacher again, and they must be in a new grade by now, but he's just, like, the science teacher, I guess.
I think he just teaches all of them.
All of the grades of science.
And he runs the AV club, so...
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
He's there.
He's there. They didn't need him as much because they had Bob this time to figure things out, so...
One of my favorite things about season two was the Steve and Dustin friendship.
Yes.
Wasn't that so nice?
It makes us love Steve.
Yeah, and Steve is so... become so lovable.
Daddy Steve Harrington is my favorite Steve Harrington.
Daddy Steve.
Yeah, he's like, I might not be a great boyfriend, but I'm a good babysitter.
I'm a great dad. And I'm like, yes, you are.
It's totally true. And his little bat and like,
oh my god,
that guy on the bat.
He loves those kids.
He becomes like an action hero in a way. Like, he suddenly has his weapon and he's like, okay.
And he's like, I gotta fight this kid's pet.
Yeah. When he goes down, when Dustin's like, you go down there, I'll stand up here. I'm like, what? Like, it's gonna happen to Steve. This doesn't seem like a good
He's like,
move.
Sure thing.
He's like, okay, you might shut me down here, but nope. Luckily, the dog had escaped through the wall.
Oh my god,
it wasn't there.
The saddest part of the entire show for me was that. What's it? What's the name of it?
D'Artagnan.
Dart.
Yeah. Dart. Yes. Yeah. Dart eating that cat. I was so depressed.
Mew Mew was the cat's name. Mew Mew.
I think I'm so upset.
I wrote a note. Poor Mew Mew. Oh.
I was so upset. I was like, unnecessary.
And the mom was so upset, like looking for the cat.
She loves that cat.
She loved that cat.
I know. I feel like, of course, you're staring at beans right now. Beans is staring at us. Like, how dare you?
Beans. We'd never let you get eaten by a Demogorgon ever.
No. Beans is like, don't worry. I'm alert. I'm alert. It's not going to happen to me.
Fingers crossed, Beans.
Stay away from the Demogorgons. Yeah, Dustin sends his mom off on a wild goose chase. Like, oh, these people saw the cat. They're out searching for it. Go there. But, like, nothing ever comes of that. Nothing ever is like, I went there and they weren't looking for my cat.
Yeah.
What are you doing? She did have a new cat at the end. She's holding a cat.
You got to get a new cat, obviously.
You absolutely do.
She was like, well, I am sad. So, you know, what's the best way to cure a broken heart?
A new cat.
You get another.
Get a new cat. Yeah. Yeah, his mom's cute.
Poor Will.
Oh my god,
like,
I know. Will's trauma.
What's it called? What do they call it?
The mind flayer.
Oh yeah, flayer.
The mind flayer, which is it's a character from D&D.
Right.
And they name all their all the things, because I mean, it's not like they're going down to the upside down and they're like, so what's your name? Right. They're just naming things after.
Yeah, like the Demogorgon.
You're reminiscent of this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy how much they debate over the names of things, like the Demidogs, when they're like, the dog things, and he's like, Demidogs, and then he's people like, are like, is really? This really important right now?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, yes, it is. If people are to write about this later.
Dustin has to be like, certain.
Dustin's like, no, it isn't.
But if they were to write about this in a scientific journal later on, they would have to know the names.
Document it later.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've got pretty good names, Mind Flayer, and like, you know. Gives it a little something.
Well, the Mind Flayer is literally the scariest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. So.
Yeah.
Just like a thing that's
is
over
that the
a
thing,
town.
The shadow monster
it's a shadow thing.
Right.
And it's inside of Will and
spying on
everything. And they have to isolate Will and basically heat him up and get the guy out of him.
And that's another case of Winona being a badass because Jonathan chickens out and is like, Mom, stop it. You're torturing him. And she's like, no, I'm getting this thing out of my son.
Yep. She's like, I'm not torturing him.
This stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Torturing whatever the F is inside of
and
him.
And Nancy also has the guts. Yep. Yeah.
Nancy has the guts to tell Barb's mom the truth.
That's and go to that journalist and tell him the truth. Mm-hmm. And I do enjoy that when, what's the chief's name again?
Oh,
Hopper?
Hopper. Mm. When Hopper, when they're under attack or whatever, and he turns to Jonathan and is like, do you know how to shoot this or whatever? And he's like, what? And, do you
Nancy's
know how to shoot
like,
this?
Yep.
And Nancy's like, I do. And then Nancy takes it. I'm like,
I know. Yeah, all the women are such badasses. And Nancy's like, I know how to shoot a frigging gun. Give me it.
And she's like, ready to go.
Boom.
And then Eleven saves them from outside. You hear all the dogs being like snapped into pieces outside.
Eleven comes to save them. Because meanwhile, she went to Pittsburgh in search of her sister, which was a
side
thing.
And she gets dressed cool and punk.
How'd you feel about that side episode that didn't have a lot
really
to do with everything
into
else?
It, to be honest.
I wish they would have focused more on her mother. And the stuff her mother went through,
like,
and going through flashbacks of that.
Like, I think there needed to be more, or like when she comes back, there should be more from that to come back with, as opposed to just, back and I'm not going to tell you anything that happened.
Like, I found that stuff way more interesting. Her communicating with her mom and like I found that stuff
more interesting than the punks.
Than the punk gang, even though I loved her makeover.
I did too. I feel like that was a Halloween
costume. I think it was like a way to
look.
Way to like grow her up or like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
but she says bitchin' after being with those guys.
Yep. And Hop says, all right.
Okay, bitchin'.
Like, yeah, sure.
Sure, you look bitchin'. Yeah, I don't remember. I feel like I liked that episode the first time around, though.
I thought she was so cool. Like,
yes.
Eight or whatever, her Kali.
Yeah, yes. I liked Eight as well.
Yes. Yeah, she was cool.
But then...
I know. There's just not that much to be done with it.
Yeah, and like, how do you them. Do that?
It would have been more interesting if they had chosen a better path. You know what I mean? Like, instead of the fact that making Eleven her, like, was the only one to choose not to kill them and, like, was like, I'm...
Yeah, like,
gonna go
Kali
home.
Would have come back with her or mm-hmm. something, and they would have had a couple of them.
Yeah. Like, she's that would have been way more interesting. Mission. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She had too much pain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So much
and,
drama.
But she's got a British accent, which I can't understand why.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's that.
Because she was pretty young.
And the actress is British.
Like, right. So it's all about it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know.
She just couldn't do an American accent. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. It's fine. Maybe she went back to England for a while and then came back to track down all the baddies.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was an interesting side bit. Brett Gelman is always a jerk. He's the guy who plays the journalist in this.
Yes, mm-hmm. always
that character. Though he wasn't that much of a jerk. Like, mm-hmm. he was a little bit of a jerk in this, but I think he starts out having a completely... He's on the right track, but his idea of what happened is, like, completely off.
Yes, like, he has no idea. I know. And he's just like, yes, Russian spies. Like, here
right,
it is.
Yeah, she's a Russian spy. This thing's happening.
But then it turns out he's very smart.
Yeah.
And he's very well informed. And he, you know, he helps them a lot. Not only in the way, not always in the way they need, but he does
right.
help them.
He tells them off, you guys want to be together, so just get it over with.
Yep, yep. Yep. He tells them to fuck in his house. And I was like, that's wild, though.
Okay. Out in my bed.
Wild thing to say, but all right, sure.
I like that Paul Reiser's...
Yeah, he's the new one. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's perfect because another 80s like throwback.
Totally. Yes.
Like, and he's like that character too, that little weaselly character that he was in Aliens.
Yes.
There's something like you can't trust him to it, you know?
But yeah, although he's an interesting borderline person.
Yeah, because you're like never know if you can trust him the whole series. But I think he ends up being okay at the end.
Yep. And I forgot whether he survived that whole thing, but then he did. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
I guess the dogs got called away while they were devouring him, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because
they just whammed him and then they ran out, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
That must
Whereas,
be what happened.
Like, they one just bite. Chowed down on Bob, but like.
Oh, I know. Poor Bob.
I feel like they really hammered
kind of that scene was so kind of traumatizing.
That scene was so traumatic.
I can still see it happening. Yeah. Like, you know.
That's what I thought too. Like, okay, it's one thing. It's traumatic him like thinking he got away and then getting attacked, but it's worse for us later when he's laying there and they show all of the meat. We're like, no, we know the Bob is dead.
Yeah.
Like,
we get it. We get Bob's dead.
Everyone's eating
Bob. Back from this.
They do one death like that every season.
Right.
And I'm like, it's so unnecessary. Barb was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
And then
Bob is the new Bob.
Bob was so unnecessary. Yes.
Yeah.
Bob.
We need that R.I.P. Rest in peace, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Bob. I'll miss him. Barb. Always miss him.
I know. We like those two.
And poor Joyce, you know?
She had a good guy.
Yeah, her life was getting better.
Eventually setting her up with Hopper, maybe. I don't know. But like, it's
I
like,
can't tell you
seriously.
Anything that happens in season 3.
Wreck his face.
I'm just smiling. I got nothing.
We can't
I'm
tell you anything that happens. Just you wait.
Oh, yeah. In episode 2, all the boys dress as Ghostbusters
and
go to school.
And they're still tiny enough that it's cute.
Like, but then like, nobody else is a ghost. Like, sorry, nobody else is a Ghostbuster. Nobody else is dressed up for Halloween at the school. Which
the
is
the meanest thing.
I know.
Why?
The school sucks.
But incidentally, did you see the new trailer? Because Chris made me watch it.
Yeah. Michael is in the new Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Oh.
Ghostbusters 3, Afterlife.
Afterlife, yeah.
It doesn't look like a very like, it looks like a serious Ghostbusters, the way the trailer is portrayed.
Are they like the grandchildren of them or something?
It looks like Stranger Things.
Oh, it totally looks like Stranger Things.
Well, now it's
kids being like, Ghostbusters.
They're driving the friggin' Ecto-1. Like, how are they doing that? They're children.
So who are these kids? Are these the kids of the
Well, one of them seems like she's Egon's, like, granddaughter. But I don't know about the rest of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like ghosts were a thing in the '80s, but now they're not. But they're back. And the kids
ghosts were never there. They're back.
And
now.
Paul Rudd is their teacher.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Sign me up.
I feel like he'll be like the science teacher,
Finn Wolfgarden or whatever his name is. Wolf.
There you go. That's
is he in it?
Yeah.
He's
His name's Michael on this, isn't his name?
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah. Aww. He's the one that's on it.
You know, he's in all those things because he was in It.
He looks a lot older now. I was thinking all these kids are going to look different by season 4.
Like he does modeling for like, you know, fashion
designers.
Even
season 3, though, like he has a band and they played at the Horseshoe.
Oh.
Even season 3, though, they're so much older and you're like, how'd these kids grow so fast?
Right.
The Horseshoe? That's so funny.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Interesting.
He has a punk band. What can I say?
Yeah, I know he has a band, but I didn't think they were like,
I don't know. They played the Horseshoe.
Hello.
I know.
Hello.
I just knew they played.
Just knew it happened.
I was probably in my house enjoying the comforts of my home.
All right.
Speaking of side movies that are reminiscent of this, so Millie Bobby Brown is in the Godzilla King of Monsters.
Yeah.
And what I didn't notice the first time I watched it, or I didn't like connect it until the second time I watched it, was that the science teacher is also in it.
Yes.
And he like works with her mother.
Yep. I love Godzilla.
Me too.
Every Godzilla film.
Yes, and my husband is a big Godzilla head.
I can't preface enough how much I love Godzilla. I was wearing Godzilla socks before I got here, but I changed them. I did a bad. So that's where I messed
up. By changing your socks?
That's where I messed up. But
your current socks are pretty
exciting.
What's
happening? Thank you so much. They're fun. One of them is pink. One of them is orange. We're having a great time.
Yeah, not so bad.
Yeah. They're having a great time.
We're having a great time.
Well, anyway. So the science teacher and her sticking together in all the science fiction.
And Millie Bobby Brown, like me, loves Godzilla. That's the point of the movie to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not the greatest of the Godzilla movies, but it exists.
But it's good.
And she's in it. And
it's not like the last Godzilla movie.
Science teacher's
with,
in it.
Yes. The last Godzilla movie was, what's his name?
I don't
from
know.
From Kick-Ass, right? And he...
Sure. Is that what he's from?
I don't know. He's married to Elizabeth Olsen, and she's like, she's barely in it. Nobody talks in that movie at all. It's just watching like a child on a train by the child's self. Godzilla's just attacking a town.
Right. Yes, yes.
It's great. Great movie.
I did like that one. Anyway... there's amazing quotes in this one. People are badass.
Oh yes.
Tell me some quotes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. Also, speaking of Godzilla, I wrote in episode 4 that the thing that Will sees, the shadow monster, looks like the Muto thing from Godzilla. Just saying.
That's true.
Okay.
What did they say? Nancy says, let's burn that lab to the ground.
Yes, I remember that part.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't remember any quotes from this time, but I know everybody, you know, Steve was funny, as Steve is. I don't know, Jonathan and Nancy had sex. That's all I got.
Those are big things that happen. Hopper's phone message is amazing. They play it twice, and Hopper says,
hey, Reef Jam, I'm probably doing something incredible right now.
Yes, I know. That guy. God.
Well, that's a good voicemail.
I also think it's so good. I think it's such a good growth for him. To be honest, like, I think every season he grows so much because he went from being a very depressed, very solitary, like, you know, how like mourning father to suddenly being like, I'm a fucking badass. Like, I'm taking control of my life and I'm killing monsters and I have a new daughter. I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah. But I like the relationship.
Oh, love
him
it.
And, mm-hmm. I mean,
it's warms the cockles of my heart, you know, like it gets me.
It's pretty good.
it is very touching, you know, like they both find what they need in each other. And I think that that's really nice because they both had no one.
Exactly.
Like quite literally. And so it's nice that they now have each other.
Very nice. Exactly. Yeah. And that she came back to him and that they came back to each other and apologized. And
I know.
It's nice. How do you feel about the Mike 11
love relationship? It. Love them. They're so pure.
I think it's a little too much. Like,
I do. It's too romantic. Like,
They gotta like downplay it a bit.
The only way I forgive it is that 11 had nobody before, and like Mike was the first person that like took her in and cared about her. Yeah. So I see that, but like, I don't know.
The only thing I like about it is that it feels like that pure again, that purity of the 80s, where it's like. Romance, like, you know, like you don't see that in movies anymore where like it's okay that they're kids because it's not insidious, they're not doing anything like gross, but it's just like that, you know, like any of those movies, like the Goonies is a great example of it, right? Like it's romantic and you're like, and as a kid you watch
Andy
that you go,
and
oh,
Brandon,
so nice. Yes. And you're like,
when Andy accidentally kisses Mikey.
Yes,
and
then, exactly. I know. See, what can I say? It's just like, because the only part I don't like is the jealousy part. I don't like where
she just walked past Max when Max is like, hi, I'm Max. Yes. I've heard a lot about you.
And I don't like that. I didn't like that either. Max and Mike, and they're not doing anything.
Yeah, because Mike doesn't even like her, which is also mean, because it's like, just because she's a girl, like, you don't like her because she's replaced the other girl.
Yes.
I know.
Well, because it's also because he's so, the other thing about Mike, which,
he's so heartbroken,
he's so heartbroken, and also, like, you see a lot of it in season 3, too, not to spoil, but you see a lot of those teenage politics of, like, not knowing how to place your emotions.
That's fair.
So they're like, like, he doesn't like her at all. He's mad because she's not the girl he wants to be there. And he's angry at everybody else for acting like
they 11. Can just replace her or whatever.
And they're and he's like, you can't. And you see a lot of the same politics between them in the next season over, and you're like, I see. Friends grow up. Kids grow and they change, and it's like, whoa. You know, it hurts all of our little hearts.
The other very 80s movie thing about this is the demodog. That they have like a little mogwai almost. Like, it's more they have lizard-like, but still. Yeah. It's
the
like
relationship
a cute,
between Dustin and the demodog.
They get a pet.
Scary
they name
pet,
it D'Artagnan.
It's scary.
Yeah. They don't know how dangerous it can be.
They feed that pet after midnight and things happen.
Right. Cat eats. I mean, the pet eats a cat. Yep. You know, it's like...
gets weird.
There's
real
a
fast
lot of stuff about Three Musketeers and
yes there is a lot
over the value of it.
Yes.
I'm on the pro Three Musketeers side.
Yes,
where you guys land on that debate.
I mean, it's fine. I never really,
I'm like Dustin, top three. Top three chocolate bar.
Top three chocolate bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Three Musketeers?
That's controversial.
I mean, I'd eat it.
Definitely not top three at all.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't
though. I purchase it.
Wow. Whoa.
Shit.
Okay. You're not just like digging through. Like,
I don't think I've had a Three Musketeers since the 90s.
Chris agrees.
Chris loves Three Musketeers. Let it be known.
And said she's correct about Three Musketeers.
But Krista, yes, you don't like sweets. Like, you're not like...
You I'm like Chris. I don't like sweets either.
He likes O'Henry's. He's, you know, one of these people.
I don't like... I like O'Henry's. See... I love O'Henry's, but I especially love peanut butter O'Henry's because I love anything with peanut butter.
Yeah, peanut butter.
You like tell me peanut butter's in a chocolate bar, I'm like, yeah, right. I'm gonna eat all of it. But otherwise, I'm not a candy person in any
way. Me neither, but Three Musketeers.
There you go. Now I know.
Now you know something.
I'm just shaking
about
my
me
head.
And Chris. We're pro Three Musketeers.
Rekka's ashamed.
Yeah, she went. She went from it's fine to what the hell is wrong with you guys? See, it can get heated. Whew. The conversation.
Here, I was thinking you were talking about a book.
No. But D'Artagnan comes from that as well. Yes. Sorry, I did mean the chocolate bar. Just a bit.
I was like, yeah, it's an okay book. I mean, I like friendship. It's just not as much my as top guy. Three
books. There's also a movie with Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yes. And there is another movie. Isn't Man in the Iron Mask about the Three Musketeers?
DiCaprio. Oh, I don't know.
In our first Stranger Things episode, I kept calling him chief or sheriff, no big deal, whatever it is. There's a difference. A sheriff is an elected official, and a chief is usually appointed.
Oh, interesting.
I also feel like a sheriff, didn't he, like, don't you have to go, isn't it like a cop? You got to go to school?
I don't think so if you're elected.
Well, fuck. You can just hold a gun without going to school. Well, America is wild.
I think. Well, we have sheriffs too, but in different ways. Only some provinces do. I think they do different things depending on the province. Oh. I'm not well versed on this, obviously. I feel like sometimes they like carry out specific things. They're not like cops on the street. But anyway, I don't know.
Hmm.
Cool. Yeah. So he's the chief. He's not the sheriff.
Yeah, he's chief.
Got it.
Yep. I like Hopper a lot. I think I like Steve. I feel like I'm gonna like Steve more.
I love Steve Harrington. Steve forever. But I did not feel that way in the first season.
No, absolutely.
No, obviously. No, screw Steve first time around. But Steve 2.0, oh, baby, give us more.
It's, yeah.
Oh, baby,
give us more. I love that dad.
He's good. He's really good.
That you call him a dad. He's a great dad.
He's a great dad. Well, all those kids.
These kids do not have parents.
No, like, they need those teen parents.
They do actually have parents, but nobody's
Hop's
watching
the most
them.
Parent. This to is his adopted
why,
daughter.
This is why from it's set in the 80s.
Oh, Joyce, who's an amazing woman. Yes.
Right? This has to be why it's set in the 80s, because that's the only time period where these kids could just, like, go wherever
run
they want.
Free. Parents
be
are
outside all
as a latchkey kid, it reminds me of that time, of that period in the 80s and 90s where you could just do whatever you wanted.
Get on your bike. You're like, nobody I'll be cared. Back later. I don't know.
Like, nobody matter. Asked where you were. They didn't care where you were. They said, get away from us.
They literally said, go. Yeah. Like, take your shit and go. Like, just do something.
Mommy's
else.
Tired. She needs a glass of wine. Please go away.
Yes. Mike and Nancy's mom is in the bubble bath reading a romance novel, and then Billy comes through the door, and she
Fuck,
is seduced
she's hot
immediately.
For Billy. Yeah. Oh my god! Again, no spoilers of season 3, but things get wild.
I'm digging in right after this. I was like, I need to keep my brain clear of what season 2 is by not watching season 3, but I'm ready. I'm in.
It's good. You're gonna love it. I really did love it, so I think you're gonna love it.
I'm excited.
It's wild. Things get wild. But we'll say that this season, the parents are bad. They're not good at their one job, which is to be parents.
Yeah, except Joyce for and Joyce,
Hopper.
Of course.
Joyce and Hopper are the only good parents.
It's true. Yeah.
They're working. They're doing their best. And even Hopper, he's got some learning to do, you know?
I mean, he leaves 11 for very long stretches, considering that he's trying to, keep her safe.
Yes.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, sometimes it's not his fault. He did get sucked
all,
into
it seems like everybody's
the upside
all
down.
Yeah, yeah. He just kind of strapped down to the ground there.
Yeah,
but,
He just kind of strapped down to the ground. But he went in there without a suit. Why did you do that?
Well, exactly. Yeah. And the other thing is that he just can't stay away from a mystery. You know what I mean? They have a lust for mystery in the show.
Unprepared. Like, dude.
Yes. Know. He was like, I found a map and I've gotta go. I'm like, all right, man, that's on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Winona has a good rant at the doctors they have Will in the hospital/government building. When she's just like, no, you guys don't know what you're doing. You can't just take your time figuring this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. She's lots of yelling.
Perfect.
She is
I love
perfect.
Her. I also love how she's hot this season because she's got a new man and she's like, I gotta look hot. And I'm like, proud of you.
Proud Does she look that different from first season?
Because last season she was disheveled and it was because she was insane with
was
worry,
stressed.
Obviously. Yes. Like her son was missing.
That's true. You're right.
For a stretch of time and she looked nuts. And that was kind of the point.
Right.
Was that they were making her look nuts so everyone would think she was nuts. But she looked nuts. And this season, she looks hot. So okay. Good glow up.
Not a glow up. Amazing.
What song were they playing at the end of at the dance?
There was a number of songs.
Oh no, yeah. The song when they kiss. What is that song? It's a song I love.
There was it for an Olivia? There was an Olivia Newton-John song at one point.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite is where they play.
Forever Young.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Now I know what you're talking about. Uncle Rico?
I think Love is a Battlefield leads us to the dance.
Isn't it Sticks? Well, no, it's not Sticks. Not Sticks. Guys, that's Freaks and Geeks. That's Freaks and Geeks, everyone.
Oh my gosh.
Naming all the other slow dances.
I wrote down songs at the beginning, like, because it starts with Whip It. When they go, yes. Every time they go to the arcade, they Whip It play.
Always play.
And I'm like, yeah. So I can get behind silly. That. And then Scorpions, yes. Rock You Like a Hurricane. Yes, I think that was the Billy song.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Billy has a lot of hardcore songs.
Yeah. Very, oh, Billy's like, so metal. Like, it's yes,
he's got a mullet.
Great. He's got a mullet, and he's often topless. And like,
yeah, he's got those snake songs. He's like, he's
checking out his ass.
He's really athletic.
Yeah, his own ass. Yeah, he's got those White Snake songs happening. Like, girls are just dancing on cars around him.
Yeah.
Like, girls, it's wild.
Love him.
I don't find him attractive in any way, shape, or form. So I don't know what's happening.
I've heard girls that were teenagers in the 80s. Yeah. They were like, yes, I would be on Billy.
So many people. So many people have written that. So many people share pictures of him like out of costume. And I'm like, I don't.
You don't see the Billy?
I don't see it. I don't see what the big deal is. I'm not a fan of any of the guys. Like, I'm not attracted to any. I'm attracted to Hopper. I'm attracted to Jim Hopper.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm real man.
The Harrison Ford dad.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But otherwise, I don't give a shit about those guys.
Interesting.
I don't give a shit about those teens. Maybe it's because I'm an adult woman. But right. Like, I'm not
I feel like
here.
I would have liked Jonathan when I was younger. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I think I would have been Steve Harrington, for sure.
Yeah?
No,
I don't think I could have gone to Steve.
I get it. Like, I get Steve because he has a cute face. I can't get with that hair. Like, I can't get...
I like the hair.
I cannot... All right.
I like well-kept hair.
All right.
Well-kept hair.
I mean, I like Nancy's big eyes.
Mm-hmm. Like, Nancy's great.
I'm like, Nancy's big old peepers.
She's got some good sweaters. Nancy's,
she has the greatest
She's very
sweaters.
Cute.
Yeah,
I will say that she's, yes. She's adorable, but, like, if I had to pick, like, a woman who I'm attracted to in the show, it's obviously Winona, who's gorgeous and just flawless. And, like, Nancy and Mike's mom is hot, but she's a bad mom, and that is unattractive to me.
Fair.
And she tries to fuck a teenage boy, so none of it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Accurate.
But Nancy's great to Dustin when he's all sad and crying at the.
I know.
I feel a little mad for him.
I think she thinks she's a good mom.
Nancy thinks she's a good mom.
Oh, wait. Sorry. No, Nancy.
Nancy's nice to Dustin the dance.
Yes. Nancy is very nice to Dustin, and I literally started crying. And I was like, oh my God, what a sweet angel.
The thing about Nancy versus Steve and their advice to Dustin is Nancy gives him much better advice about girls.
Of course.
Because Steve's advice is ignore them.
Yeah. Steve's an idiot. Steve's an idiot, but a great dad.
Okay.
But a dumb man, like everyone else is proving to be in this show.
Yeah.
None of the men are smart. They're all very stupid, but like.
True.
But Nancy's like, yeah, no, like, come on, be sweet and it'll get you far because Jonathan was sweet to her and that's what she was into. She wasn't into cool Steve Harrington. You know? He was too cool.
If you were 12 and watching this, who would you have connected with character wise? That might be hard.
All the boys?
Well, anybody.
Or the girls.
Oh. Connected with characters.
I think I would have liked 11 a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would have loved 11.
I feel like I would have liked Mike.
When you see 11 in season 3, I
probably
think that you'll
will
be like,
for me.
Will?
Yeah.
Even
especially in season 1 where he's not in it at all.
I love Will. I have a very soft spot for all of they're all my children. Like I love them. I birthed them all from my womb, so I love them all. Just very much.
Will is amazing in this season. Yes. Like when he has that seizure at the site where they go to find Hopper and he's like laying on the ground and he's got this twisted up face.
The kid is such a good actor.
Yeah.
He's an amazing actor. Yeah,
he's really good.
So good. Love him.
Which is incredible that he was barely in the first season. Mm-hmm. He is so good. I guess they knew. Mm-hmm. We got to get somebody who's good, even though he's not going to be in this season, because mm-hmm. he will be in future seasons.
They did really well in the casting of the show.
Oh, yeah, my God. Did. Everyone is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to say that I do love all the characters. Like, even once the new characters get their footing in the season three, I'm like, I love them all. Like, they're just great. They all, you can tell they all work really hard and they all care about the content too, which I think is really important. Mm-hmm. And I love them.
I love them. I love them talking about Farrah Fawcett. Oh, I love God, Steve I and Dustin talking about Farrah Fawcett, yes. because I just think, did either of those actors know who Farrah Fawcett was
when
they were tasked with having that conversation?
Maybe because that kid who plays Dustin is very smart.
Yeah.
And he's an opera singer.
What?
And like, yeah. What? And has been on Broadway. Incredible. So this kid is like, what? Have you heard him sing?
No.
Go watch some YouTube vids.
Maybe I have seen a YouTube
vid. You're going to cry your freaking eyes out. But like, that kid can sing.
I like it. This is good. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Good content mm-hmm. to go find mm-hmm. after this.
I've seen the kids do, like, performances together.
Yes.
I don't know what that was, like, on a talk show.
They did something. Them on, what's that show called where you lip sync?
Oh.
What's that freaking show called?
Lip Sync Battle?
Yes. I've seen them on that.
Oh.
And they were very good.
Is that what I saw then?
Maybe.
It was a
they
clip,
were very good.
I remember them singing, but obviously they mm-hmm. were maybe lip syncing.
Hmm. But they did more, I don't know if it's all of them, but some of them did it, and it was very good.
When
they're talented.
I think when season two came out, there was a thing on Netflix that was like after Stranger Things,
yes,
where they like interviewed the creators mm-hmm. and the cast and stuff.
I watched it. Beyond, it was called Beyond Stranger Things.
There you go. Oh, I did not.
And that's where the controversy happened of the creators talking about how they made Max and Lucas kiss without telling them
yes.
that they were going to kiss.
And Max was up. So like the girl who plays Max was upset, which she should be, because that's unconsensual. You can't just make little girls kiss boys. First kiss ever.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Rude. That's like how Lindsay Lohan's first kiss ever was on Parent Trap. Not Parent Trap. Was on
the movie.
What's it called? The movie where her and Jamie Lee Curtis switched
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. Her first kiss ever was on Freaky Friday.
I think
it's
Claire
one thing
Danes
if it's
was
in the script.
Jared Leto, like her, like she had more on screen experience than off screen. She kept saying,
"Whoa!"
I'm yeah. sure most kids.
Yeah, whoa, she was 13 in the pilot. Like, yeah.
Whoa.
But I mean, if it's in the script, that's one thing, you're signing up for it. But,
yeah,
she,
yeah, but she
wasn't
signed. That's
she
not cool. Know.
No, she didn't know. You can't
and
just let
the way
girls.
They were talking about it in the Beyond Stranger thing, they mm-hmm. were like laughing and teasing her about it and stuff. And I was just like, I mean, everybody yeah. afterwards was like, no.
Yeah. Well, she did an interview where she was like, no, I was not happy about it.
Oh.
And that's no spoilers for season three.
Okay. Yeah.
Zip,
zip.
Yep.
So, do we know what the not criticism, well, kind of like what the critics had to say about Winona in season two? Like, I know that we knew that in season one, maybe not critics, but people were saying like Winona was too over the top, and
I think
not
they
good.
Just laid off her. They didn't say
they
that.
Laid
also,
off
like,
her by season
too
two.
Too over the top. Her son
was
missing.
I right. know. Like, yeah. it's
what yeah. the hell. This woman like was too crazy about her
women
only child.
That's not
not her only child, Jonathan.
Fuck Jonathan.
Poor Jonathan.
I said what I said.
She's already raised Jonathan. Jonathan's mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. She's working on Will still. Yeah, Winona's still great. Even yep. better, maybe.
Oh, she's.
I'm looking
honestly
forward to
so
three.
Good. I think that she is such a force of nature. And so, like, you can see her growth in the second season, which I think is so wonderful and important. And you can see that, like, half of that is through her own perseverance and her own resilience. And then half of it's from, like, getting a new relationship and, like, moving forward with her life. And that's why the end is so sad.
Bob.
It's so sad because she worked so hard.
Bob.
I mean, it's only like a month later when they go to the prom and she's standing outside while Will's in there and she hangs out with Hopper outside and like, she seems okay.
Yeah. Oh, you just wait.
But yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
You just wait.
There's some grieving happening maybe. Mm-hmm, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll see what happens.
You're going to watch season 3 and you're going to be like, this is wild.
It's good. It's good that I haven't watched it because we're not spoiling season 3 for the people who are listening to the season 2 episode.
But again,
I haven't watched season 3 yet.
If they're spoiled by this.
No,
why?
They don't listen to the season 2 episode.
Why the fuck
episode,
are you listening to this? I'm alienating your audience, too.
Yeah. Season 2.
Yeah.
It was good.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed watching it a second time.
Yeah. I didn't watch it a second time, but I remember literally everything about it.
Wow.
I love TV. I'm a TV enthusiast, just like Dustin's mom is a cat enthusiast.
But then I would think that it would be harder to remember things if you like watching everything.
No.
Because then you've just got too much in your brain. Too many shows.
Tomb of... what's the word called?
Pop culture.
A tomb of pop culture. Yes, but useless pop culture information.
No, it's not
it's
useless.
It's all up here, baby.
You wouldn't believe a guest
on a podcast.
We're making use.
That's why I have a podcast on the Archie Comics franchise, because I know literally everything about it. You can ask me, and you will be shocked at the information that I know.
Becca looks intimidated.
Yeah. Like, oh my god.
Amazing. Any last thoughts on season 2?
I don't know. Compared to season 1, do you think, like, I think the acting was better.
I feel like it got better.
Like, yeah, like,
there was more of like camaraderie, more of them together.
Yeah.
They grew, right? And you could tell that they were growing. You could tell they worked really hard. Which is good. It's good to see child actors like learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know,
solving puzzles.
It's like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
They're growing as a team
and learning how to act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely learning how to act. They were so little in the first one. Oh my god.
Harry Potter, yeah.
Tiny. Oh my god, yes. The but one, like both, they were the same age. Yeah. Little babies.
Aww. Sweet.
But then you're going to watch season 3 and you're going to be like, they're so old. What's happening?
Yeah. I suspect.
Everybody's weird.
I know. It's wild. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking watching season 2. I'm like, oh, they're right on the cusp of like changing entirely what they look like.
And they get old. And then old. On season 4.
Like
season 4
in their 40s.
Season 4 they're going to be so old.
Well, one thing is that wolf boy,
Mike,
he's so tall.
Yes.
Oh. He springs right up.
Yes. Oh yeah, Finn Wolfhard. He's so tall, and he's so tall in the second It movie too.
Oh, I didn't see
like
the second
It too. They're so he's so much bigger than the first one, and it's so funny cuz they're playing the same year.
Oh.
It really gets me.
I haven't seen the second It movie.
Me neither.
I loved it. Yeah, I think everybody should watch that too, because it's another 80s nostalgia movie. Yeah,
so watch all the 80s nostalgia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Finn Wolfhard's in all of them.
I know, right? Like, how did he get to be the 80s kid? Like,
is that his thing? Roped him in.
I have no idea.
His parents are like, you must do all the 80s things and relive our childhoods.
Mm-hmm. With his face, he gets cast easily.
Yes, exactly. He's adorable. So they're like, let's get him in there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Well, thank you, Candace.
Yeah, oh my God, thanks for having me.
It was nice to chat.
I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Our next episode's about Destination Wedding.
I haven't seen it, but I'm telling you, everything that Rekha told me, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, really?
Which is
and
funny.
Rekha didn't like
and
it.
And I like, described it like, Keanu. I was like, it's like they're the worst humans. She's like, I can't wait.
Yeah. I said Keanu and Winona Ryder, and it said, what?
She's like, do they have sex? I was like, yes.
And I was like, what? I have to see it now.
Yep.
Whoops.
Well.
Oops.
Check us out in 2 weeks, and you'll find out what we think.
Yeah.
You sure will.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you around like a donut.
What?
Winona Forever is part of the Cage Club Podcast Network. Episodes produced by Chris Landry. Music by No Refunds. Hosted by Lindsay Gibb and Rekha Tulsaram. Contact Rekha and Lindsay at winona@cageclub.me.